joined us here on Mars Bar, brought to you by Eternal Affairs Truth Radio and EternalAffairsMedia.com, with conservative radio host and recovery Californian, now residing in the red state of Texas, introducing Marcy Latimer.
And thank you so much for joining me here on Mars Bar on this Sunday, May 22nd, 2022. I am your host, Marcy Latimer. I appreciate you coming in and, of course, joining me here. Always, we want to say thank you very much for joining us on eternalaffairsmedia.com. And you can always find us, and please consider dropping a donation or considering sponsoring us or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always God bless, and we thank you very much. We put God first always, and I just want to say a quick prayer, as I always do in the beginning. Just, Lord, hear our prayers in these times that we need you most, and please, God, just keep shining the light on all the corruption that is happening in society right now, where it's backwards and upside down. We just want to thank you, Lord, for proving that we are in the right. We are following you to lead the way, and we know that things will turn out to be as you want it to be. So we thank you, and we guide you. We know you guide us here on this earth, and just give it up to you. Thank you, Lord, and keep the faith. Amen. Thank you so much for that. I just wanted to come on and say hello to everybody and have a wonderful Sunday, of course, and we want to say thank you for some new sponsors, where we do have some premium subscribers, I should say. Pamela, we'd like to do a little shout out to you. Thank you, Pamela, for being our new Truth Premium subscriber. We do appreciate it, and of course, we love to do our shout outs for those that are donors and subscribing to us here on EATruthMedia.com. Also, some good news. I did talk about, of course, the last few weeks, naturally, Eternal Affairs Media. We are partnering up with Mike Lindell, who we absolutely adore. He has been just so courageous in his fight to bring transparency to election fraud in the 2020 election. And our exciting news, of course, is that we've partnered with him and MyPillow. And if you use promo code ETERNAL, capital ETERNAL, at MyPillow.com, you'll receive up to 66% off. So, of course, support Mike Lindell as well as Eternal Affairs Media by using promo code ETERNAL, all capital letters, today. And you can also call 1-800-795-5993. You could also go to eternalaffairsmedia.com or mypillow.com/eternal to shop around on his fabulous Made in the USA products. And he's got some new products out. I know he's got beach towels now, so that's the newest thing. And of course, with summer right around the corner, Memorial Day weekend coming up next weekend, you want to be prepared with all the fabulous towels and beach towels that he has going on. So that's always going to be fun to see what he has to offer. But we love Mike, and we hope that you will enjoy the products like I do. I have the towels, I have the Giza sheets, I have my pillows, of course, in our household. We've loved them for many years. So also, fabulous news. I just want to tell you, speaking of Mike Lindell and MyPillow, we are giving away 4 MyPillows to 2 random winners. So 2 winners will receive 2 pillows each, basically. To enter, all you have to do is subscribe to our Telegram channel at t.me/EA Media Online and comment on the latest post there with capital letters ETERNAL. That's all you have to do. You must not be an associate with EA Truth Media. You must not have previously been a recipient of one of our giveaways, and you can only enter this giveaway once, and someone will reach out to you to obtain your information after your entry. And if we can't reach you, of course, you'll have to forfeit your entry. But I just want to get that out of the way, just to let you know that that's a really easy thing to do. Just follow us on Telegram, comment again, and say ETERNAL very easily, and you could be the winner of 2 MyPillows. And they're fabulous, fabulous. So I'll help you get to sleep very nicely. And I hope that you will enter, and good luck to everybody to do that and be our winner here on EA Truth Media. Also, I just want to say there are some crazy things going on starting today. I did hit on it a little bit last week on my show about the WHO, and I mentioned the World Health Organization and what's happening. And I believe that I did tell you to go to the website stopthewho.com, but I'm just going to give you a little bit more information about what's happening with that information. It starts today in Geneva, Switzerland, and it goes all the way till the 28th. So there's still time to sound the alarm. And that's when you go to stopthewho.com, you will see sound the alarm. And I'm just going to tell you what this is. It says your sovereignty is about to be stolen from you. It is appropriate to scream at this moment. Our freedoms are about to be given away. This is something that the current administration, as we know, the frauds in office, they slipped some bills into they're trying to basically stop our constitutional rights here in America and take over for our health. And that would mean that we have no rights. And it doesn't even matter if the election gets turned over to the Republicans. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican, for that matter, if they vote on this week and let it go through, because it'll be too late. And this is very frightening. So this particular website actually has all of the emails that all you have to do is click it, and it's pre-written emails to your congresspeople and your senators, and it basically saying take action, send a text to everyone on your phone contact list. Also, you can email to everyone on your contact list, post any of all the individual videos, audios, articles, and graphics on every social media platform possible, contact every media outlet on the planet, and demand that they expose this attempted coup. It's a coup by the WHO. Yeah, it rhymes too. To steal sovereignty of every nation on earth. So not even America. It's the entire world. World Health Organization. Make some phone calls. It says basically all you have to do is click here to send emails to the WHO delegation. Click here to send emails to your senators and congressional representatives. Click here to alert the president, governors, and judges of this alleged plot to commit treason in order to facilitate a global coup. Download and copy any of the videos below. They have videos and republish them on all the available video platforms. It discusses it. Make your own video graphics. Use the following hashtags. Don't you dare. Hashtag reject the amendments. Hashtag stop the WHO. Click on the links on the hashtags in order to see what others have tweeted or commented about. And the other thing it says, call James Roguski. He's in charge of this at 310-619-3055 if you would like more to do, maybe volunteer or something. But this is still happening, and it's just started today, basically in Geneva, Switzerland, and it goes through May 28th. So there is still time to get the word out, and there's still time to try to make this stop. So basically it says, at the moment, to my knowledge, no one in Geneva has stepped up to organize protest against the proposed amendments to the international health regulations at the 75th World Health Assembly. My hope is that they do. And it says, join the peaceful protest in Geneva through May 28th, if you can go. So worldwide rally for freedom is today. Save the date. Together we are free. I mean, we will all live better. This is going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out, but I am just giving you warnings and letting you know that this is something to check out and be aware of, so you're not surprised if they take over all of our freedoms and all of our health. So it's pretty scary, but this is what's happening, and it needs to be made aware. Okay, so let's see. Speaking of health, did you hear the latest outbreak? Monkeypox. Yeah, they're doing a new scare tactic, of course. They have to. It's absolutely a midterm year, of course, elections, and they have to use scare tactics on the left. They always do. So the new thing is monkeypox, and they want us to all freak out, and they want to, and Fauci is already talking about a vaccine for monkeypox. Yeah, it's true. So this is crazy, but this is the newest thing. And Just keep calm, everybody, and don't go crazy. And it's, you know, we got through COVID and we're still getting through COVID and the pandemic. It was a plandemic, by the way. And now, of course, monkeypox is the new thing. So they are going to try all they can to make sure that we have mail-in ballots, that they can cheat again, whatever it takes to get people to get be scared to go out. So just always live in faith over fear. That's what my best advice to you. Live in faith over fear. I am not going to let monkeypox get me scared. Nope, not going to do it. So just don't even worry. And just be aware that this is the next outbreak that they're talking about. And I guess it's already, they said Michigan and New York has had cases of monkeypox so far. So, okay, here it is. Here it is. Here we go again. And I don't mean to make light of any disease, but it just gets a little out of hand, as you know. So if Fauci's starting to talk about new vaccines, you know that this is a plandemic once again. All right. So the last week I talked about the primary. I said, I wonder what's going to happen with Dr. Oz and of course for the U.S. Senate seat in Pennsylvania, because the primaries were last Tuesday. And here is the latest on that. And of course, he was President Trump's pick. He was the one that President Trump endorsed. So here it is. It says the Pennsylvania primary votes are still technically too close to declare a winner, with Dr. Mehmet Oz holding 31.2% of the votes and Dave McCormick at 31.1%. They are literally just a 0.1% away from each other as of Friday morning, according to the New York Times. Trump says Oz should claim victory. Former President Trump, who has endorsed Oz, urged the candidate to claim victory. It says Dr. Oz should just declare victory. It makes it much harder for them to cheat with the ballots that they just happen to find. Trump posted on Truth Social, his new social media website, on Wednesday. When will we know who won? Thousands of mail-in ballots from around the state have yet to be counted. And if votes come within 0.5% of each other, an automatic recount will take place per Pennsylvania law. So this might be what they're trying to do. This is a process that could take weeks unless one of the candidates decides to back out of the race. However, neither candidate has expressed an intention to do so, according to Politico. So this is what is going on right now. And of course, Trump is saying, here we go again. I think something fishy is going on. But right now they have Oz in the lead. So that is happening. So that's something to keep an eye on. President Trump has his next Save America rally on May 28th, next Saturday, coming up this Saturday, I should say, coming up the next May 28th, which will be in Casper, Wyoming. And he did a private thing in Austin, Texas last week. So it wasn't televised or anything like that, but it wasn't a huge Save America rally, but it was a private event. And some people were able to get a hold of some of the footage. So I think they were dropping it on Rumble and other conservative sites. So there were some things coming around, which was nice to see. It always is fabulous to see President Trump in action. But a lot of people, you know, came out to that as well. And of course, we look forward to his next rally in Wyoming. So that'll be televised naturally. And we do show them on eatruthmedia.com now. So that's great. The other thing I wanted to mention was what's happening in California, which is horrific. California 2022 primary election voter guides. I looked at this bill that they are trying to, it's very evil. It's basically go to realimpact.us, realimpact.us. And it says it's Declaration in Defense of Newborn Life, Pastors and Individuals United Against Infanticide. Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel in Southern California is fabulous. And I always follow him. And he's been a real fighter against this bill, AB 2223. So I just want people to be aware of this as well. So it's just a frightening thing. People don't believe it, that this is seriously on the agenda of the evildoers of the world. But this is so true. This is, I wish it wasn't true, but this is what's happening. Californians were recently introduced to the most aggressive, merciless piece of legislation in the history of California. Assembly Bill 2223 would legalize infanticide in the state, going far beyond current limitations on abortion. It's difficult to believe that this could be true and that anyone would want to legalize such a deplorable act, but attorneys and policy experts alike say this is exactly what has been proposed in Sacramento. And I just want you to know that there are pastors that are fighting against this. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of inequity? Unless the Lord has been my help, my soul would soon have settled in silence. Psalm 94:16-17. We need to pray. We need to pray for these innocent lives. And we need to pray that this does not go through. It's just frightening. This bill can be defeated. Newborn babies can only be saved only if we unite as the body of Christ to protect the life of the most defenseless living human beings who has only begun to breathe. We would be honored to have clergy and individuals from across the state of California to join with Pastor Jack Hibbs and others to sign a declaration to take a stand for life in unity and oppose AB 2223. So there is, if you go to realimpact.us, you can click on the sign the declaration in defense of newborn life, and you could click and sign it. And it doesn't even matter if you live in the state. If you are against this disgusting, evil bill, you need to at least check it out and sign it. And I already did. So save the babies. Save the babies and pray that this does not go through. It's very frightening. But this is what's happening in our upside down world, our upside down society. And it's scary. But we have to just be aware. And that is why I like to get this information out to people. I want people to be aware of what's happening. And if you already watch Flashpoint, or if maybe you have not heard about it, I have talked about it many times. Please watch that show because they always are on point, literally Flashpoint on point with what is happening in society. They talk about religion and politics combined and how it's important that we're made aware of what's going on. So Flashpoint is on every Tuesday and Thursday night. You could go to govictory.com/flashpoint to find it wherever you may be, wherever you may have cable or direct TV or whatever it may be, or maybe on YouTube you're watching, but you should be watching that show because it's really eye-opening and it's fabulous because they keep all these kind of things in check, and that way you're informed. And I tried to relay a lot of the messages that I hear on Flashpoint to you on this show. So thank you very much for listening. And I appreciate you coming out on this Sunday, and just have a fabulous rest of your evening. And God bless you always. Put God first, the rest will follow. And we appreciate you tuning in. So thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening. Good night. Or good afternoon. All right.